Please sit down, everyone.
Okay.
On to the next sugya. What I want to do is give a general overview, the art school overview of Blios, Asuros, Heksher Kalim, etc. Okay, for some of you are learning Yoredeya, so I don't know what you've already learned. We have the following thing. Sit down. When Klal Yisrael came back and they were the war in Midian, so the pasuk says, Yomer Lozer Hakoin Alansha Tsov Abuam Muhammad Zos Kukas HaTorah Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe Achas HaZohav Es HaKetzav En Choshes HaBarzos HaBedil Ves HaOferes. All sorts of types of metal. Kol Dovar Sheyovo Be'esh. So what happens? They took a tremendous amount of material from Midian. And among that were all sorts of pots and pans and stuff that was used in cooking. So here we're talking anything that's used ala esh, like a roasting, a spit for roasting. Taviru be'esh v'toyer. You have to. So here we learn the halach of kabolo kach polto. The way it is bolea, that is the way it is polate. If it's blia al yedei esh, so the plita is al yedei esh. V'chol asher lo yovo be'esh, taviru b'mayim. But if the blia is by, if the blia is by bishul, so then you need Hagola. It's Poeta Yadi Kabolo Kalpolta. But it tells you, first of all, that any Keli that is used in food, for non-kosher food, it has to be kashered, number one. And then, how is it kashered? It can be, the blia can be, telling you there are two types of blias. There's Bliya al Yedei Eish and Yediya al Yedei Bishul. That's number one. Then there's the Parsha of Chatos in Vayikra Perek Vav. It says like this. Now, if a Kohen, a Kohen gets the food of a chatos, is eaten by a Kohen. He has to cook it. A Kohen of a chatos a yochwena, mokom kodesh teyochom. Okay. Uklichera se shetavushal ba. Let's say he cooks this chatos in a klicheras, and he's mavashal it, mavushal ba. Yishover, l'choshes bushalu u'morak v'shutaf b'mayim. But if the blia isn't a clean choshes, u'morak, he washes it and he does hagola on it. What? Okay. So Chazal learned from Hatorah he idag tichores, sheni yotzim idof yol olam. What do you see? We see any klicheres. Once it's boleya, it's never completely polite. And that's why it says Shishova. But we're talking about something here is Al Yedei Bishul. All the cases we have of Bliya and Plita that the Torah talks about is Al Yedei Eish or Al Yedei Bishul. That's number one. That is two places we talk about Bliya and Plita. And the klal is Kabbalah Kachpolto. The way it goes in is the way it goes out. Now, some things, it never goes out. That's a klicheres. It's too absorbent. So, HaTorah he'ido klicheres and yotzim idofil olam. Now, what is the purpose of this? Because if you have you cook the chatos in it, and then you don't kasher it, so the bliya becomes no sir. Becomes awesome. Before it becomes no sir, when it's still mutter to eat, so then, it says you have to do Hagolah on it. So it should not become Nosa. Okay, now. Then there's another Halacha. Halacha is Basa B'cholof. Basa B'cholof, I take Basar, and let's take the most extreme case. I take Basar, and I cook it, and I put a piece of beef into a boiling pot of milk. Basa b'chalav is on three levels. The bishul is also, the achila is also, and bishul, achila, and hana. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, lo tzavash lo gadi. And bliya is always, and now, you know, if I midoraisa, I take a piece of beef and I soak it in milk. Midoraisa is not the only bliya that's going to be also bosa b'cholof is al yedei bishul. You can soak it, and it can be soaking with midoraisa is not also only al yedei bishul. Now. Here we have, this is a general halacha. Okay. Then we have another thing. When are things going to be also, and when are things not going to be also? So the pasuk says, "By nevela la gera shebishrecha den nanava achola omochol enochri." So the Gemara learns from this nevela haru uya la gera. What does that mean? From here we learn the halacha. If I take something non-kosher and it's in the royal le'achila, so then the issue goes away. It's not, because the pasuk said nevela la'ger shvot toch lano, nevela haruya le'ger. Now that halacha exists on two levels. Level number one, and here we're talking about two types of isurim. There's Be'en Isur, the Nevela itself, and there's the Bliya of the Nevela. Now, the Bliya of the Nevela is, as Chazal said, no Saint Tam of Gamas Muta. It's only if the Bliya is Lishvach, not a Futzgam. And here it doesn't have to be in Ruyal again. We'll see it's Maho, it's the Rajb and the Ra. Okay, but the simple way, if I have a pot more than 24 hours, and so the bliya in the pot is, has been there for more than 24 hours, we say no same time of come, it's not fresh. Now, and that also comes under the rule of Nevela Sheruya L'Ger. And here there's a major league machlokes between the Ra'o and the Rashba. The Rashba says as follows. I don't view those molecules of that get absorbed in the metal as Issa. It's not Issa. It's pot. It's a pot. The only halacha is it asses the food if the tam goes in. And it's only if it's a positive tam, not a net. Tam is only also if it's the shvach, not the pgam. The Ra'ah says, no, I view it as if it's a be'en inside the bras, inside the walls of the pot, and after 24 hours it gets spoiled. Okay. But most everyone goes with the Rashba that any time. So, and that is the problem you have in Shulchan Aruch. That they had mice all over the place. So let's say you have a mouse that jumps into while you're cooking, a mouse jumps into the pot. Okay, obviously a mouse isn't kosher, but it's no sin tam lefgam. So it doesn't ask to the pot, maybe. Okay. That's the halacha no sin tam lefgam. So now we have the following situation. You had this sakin shel avodah zarah. You have a sakin. So these are general rules. And there's a difference between when there's a be'en. Now we say no sin tam of gam is only on balua. It does not apply to be'en. So just if I have on the outside of this knife, fat, after 24 hours, I don't care. But if it's balua, after 24 hours, midoraisa, I don't have to kasha. Or midrabo, I don't have to kasha. Be'en, when it has to become actually ain't a roi lachila. But tam, as long as it's not l'shvach. That is, okay. Now, I said the difference between hetera bala and isura bala. Hetera bala means when it is balua, and that we'll see in the Tosis, the moment we get into Tosis about it, on Sakina. Hetera bala means when it's balua, it's mutter. For instance, if I have a milchik pot, that's heterabola, it's not awesome. I have a treif pot, it's isurabola. Now, heterabola has all sorts of coolers to it. For instance, there's a halacha of not barnat. No Saint Tom bar no Saint Tom. So that means I take milk and I cook it in a pot. So the pot now got tam from the milk. Now I take the milk and I boil water in it. So what is it? The water got tam from the pot that got tam from the milk. So it's a second degree. Minat Torah, not barnat. Ibehetera bala is mutter. So now that water min haTorah does not is I can now take that water and boil a chicken in it. Certainly, if I then take that water and cook vegetables in it, I can no shaila. And in a different pot, I take it and I put it in a different pot. There's no that's called not barnat. We'll say what we're going to use that in Tosis. Now there's another halacha. Okay, all these are very general halachas that we're going to have to vet. All these sugyas. One of the main sugyas is right here, so we can't escape. Now there's another halacha. Stam kelim. I have a stam keli. can I assume that it's a Ben Yomo or not a Ben Yomo? What does Ben Yomo mean? Ben Yomo means it's more than 24 hours. So if I know that it's more than 24 hours, so then, and if I cook in it, so I have a treif pot, more than 24 hours, so then, and I cook something in it, midoraisa, it's mutter. Midoraisa, it's mutter. Why? Whatever I cook, because it's no sin tam lefkam. Now, Tosis is going to have a headache and a problem. With the halacha stam kelim. If I have stam kelim, can I assume that it is more than 24 hours or not? Okay. So we paskin generally stam kelim lav b'nei yomim. The general assumption is, it's not until I know that it was used within 24 hours. Why there is such a halacha, we'll get to it. Okay, now, with all of this in mind, we have a Gemara, Shamnunis. Okay. Can you just lift this up so I can get the Gemara out here? The Gemara says as follows. Now that could go back on one of two things. The shochet mesukenes, or when I'm chotech bosor lehefsid. No, it could go back on stama shochet. No. In the case that I'm a kalko, so the Gemara says, I'm a kalko, so I it doesn't make anything awesome. So the Gemara says, I, the Shamnunis. Now, Shamnunis can be interpreted in one of two ways. There's actual fat on it, or it's balua. Says Rashi. Afa gav du hum a kalko also. Afa hu du makalko. Also lachto. He's talking about, I'm cutting meat. That I do it lehefsid. I have a nice fine steak and I cut it and I make hamburger meat out of it. Okay, that's mafsid. Because a steak is worth more. You don't make hamburger meat out of a steak. It's worth more. Mishum shamnunis. Okay. So what are we talking? The shamnunis that's on the knife? Or shamnunis that's balua in the knife. Rashi says, Yisura de nevela shenivla ubasakin. Wow. So Rashi is telling me an unbelievable halacha. So what am I doing? I'm cutting meat. What sort of meat I'm cutting? Cold meat or hot meat? I'm cutting cold meat, so what's the problem? It's balua basakin. Rashi may be telling me one of two things here. Those of you learning Yoredeya will learn the Ramah. Let's say I want to go into a pay for restaurant and eat something cold on trefa kalim. So we said there's no balua in it without heat. That's a cloud. No balua. Only balua we had was with bishul, with age, etc. So let's say, okay. For instance, or let me give you a simple example. Going to a trefa restaurant, and let's assume porcelain there is blia. Okay. We'll assume porcelain has been a kliche. Okay. Now I want to take in a porcelain cup in a trefa restaurant, drink some orange juice. Now this porcelain cup may have been used for tray for things. It could have been washed in a washing machine, in a dishwasher, the tray for things with ba'an. So the assumption would be that this cup is balu abiyisr. I just want to use that to drink orange juice in. Motorosa. So the Ramos says it's the if we're talking about something cold, so Rashi is telling me that's Chumra the Ramah for some reason. Or Rashi is trying to tell me something else. No, the meat is hot. I cut a steak with it. Wait 1 second. What is the steak? I cut the steak. It's a hot steak. But wait a second. Here we get into another massive headache in our sugya. There is a massive machlokas rishonim. When there's blia with heat, the overwhelming majority of rishonim say it's only if it is derech bishul in a kli rishon. That means a kli sheni, they say, is not derech bishul. Why is a kli sheni not derech bishul? There's a halacha in Shabbos, kli sheni ain mavashel, except if it's kaleya bishul. What's the difference? Bishul in kol haTorah kula is the way people normally cook. They normally cook in a kli rishon. It's halacha that bishul is only in a kli rishon. Bishul is only in a kli rishon. A kli sheni, we have a halacha legabe Shabbos, kli sheni ain o mavashel. Now, is there an equation between bishul on Shabbos and bli on plita? Here, if you take a look in Yoredeya Simin Kufhei Sif Beis, our sugya is the basis for that. The Rajma and the Ramban, based on our sugya, as we'll go into the sugya, say this bli and it doesn't need bishul. The Rajma quotes a whole list of Rishonim who say, no, it does require bishul. Bli and plita shalaya de bishul the Torah never asked. What is the makor for kalim? The bli of kalim. Makor is either clay midyon or chatas. In both, it's bishul and esh. It's bishul. The Torah never said it. So that's why it's the Torah. It's not a question. This, that, the other thing. How much? You know, it's not using a microscope to figure it out. How the molecules go in or out? It's what sort of bli and plita the Torah asked, and what sort of bli and plita the Torah didn't ask. Anyone who's sensitive to taste knows. For instance, when I was dealing with people, I used to be much more involved in kashrus. Found out, for instance, the Heinz factory. They make soups. Many years ago they made soups. And the day. And what would they do? After they make tomato soup and they want to make mushroom and barley soup, what would they do? They clean everything out and they do a hagola. They would fill it with water because they didn't want anyone who was sensitive to taste tasting the tomato soup in the mushroom and barley soup. But it's a metzias. Okay. Some people are sensitive, some people aren't. But if they want a product, they want to make sure, even for the people, sensitive. But the metzias is there. The question is a very simple question. Now, what is a kli rishon and what is a kli sheni? So Tosfos in Chulin defines it. We have the finos makaros, matanos, mitzananos. What happens? when I put fire under a pot and I have something in the pot, what heats the food? The fire doesn't heat the food. The fire makes the pot hot, and the pot and the heat of the pot cooks the food. So fanos machamimos, that's a clearishon, that it's heated by, but so the fanos then I take this and I pour it into a bowl. So the bowl's not hot. So what it is, the fanos mitzananos. The fanos cool it down. That's a klisheni. And then you want to put something in that hot water. You want to put something in hot water, since the derech bishul of most things is to do it with fanos mechamimos. So that's the definition of bishul. Lagabe all hilchos bishul. Lagabe Shabbos. Lagabe Bosa B'cholom, Lagabe Kovim Pesach, and everything. We say, cliche and anima Vasha, because not a Derech, Rashi says not a Derech Bishop. Rashi and Shabbos. Okay. Now, what about in a cliche? And there are two types of cliche. There's two types of Bli in a cliche. It's called Kli Rishon, cliche, and Iroi Kli Rishon. Iroi Kli Rishon means, I don't take a ladle and put it from the ladle into the soup, into the bowl. I pour it into the bowl. The whole machlokas, Iri Kli Rishon, is Kli Rishon, Iri Kli Rishon is not Kli Rishon. The difference of Gabe Shabbos. Let's say a tea bag. Let's say a tea bag is not Kale Abishon. Okay. It needs a Kli Rishon. Let's on that assumption. Can I pour from the Kli Rishon onto the tea bag? Am I mavash of the tea bag that way? That's a shayla legabe Shabbos, and that's a shayla legabe Bli Pleita. So if you say there's an equation between Shabbos and Bli Pleita, so applies that. Now, is there an equation between Shabbos, or it's just a question of heat? That itself is a major machlokas rishonim based on how to learn asogin. And that is and the psak of Shulchan Aruch is very, very simple. Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Chom shel kli rishon shayad soledes bo. I need two things. I need a Kli Rishon, I need Yad Soledes Bo. Shayad Soled Mavashel, V'Osa Kulo, Avachon Shal Kli Sheni, Eino Mavashel. And it doesn't answer anything. First, V'Yesh Omrim. So who was these first? So if you take a look in the Shach, he does it for you. He says, who is it? Das HaRashbam. Tosis, Rosh, Ran, Mordechai, Hagos Hashri, Sefer Truma, and he keeps going and Rabbeinu Tam, goes going. V'yesh Omrim, Shigam Kain, and it's not Mavashal in general. V'yesh Omrim, Shigam Kain, Eino Maflid, V'lo Mavliya. So that Eklivisho is not Mavashal. Not everyone agrees. What about Maflun Mavliya? He says, Yo Shomer, not. V'yei Shomer, who's that? The Rajba in Chulin Davches, and Torah Sabayis. Who Maflun Mavliya? Kidei Klipo. And we'll see from Asugya. V'roi Locho Shlizor B'dova Lachat Chilo. B'dievin Mutter. Okay. Now. Okay. So, that's how Bli Pleita works. Clear. Most Rishonim say you need Bli, in order for Bli Pleita to be Osir, has to be Dafka Al Yedei Bishul. Raj with the Ramban in Awa Sugya and in Avodah Zarah, Davayin Ayin Dalet, Omer before we were previously, say no, it's only Al Yedei Bishul. Now, definitely Tzonein, everyone agrees. So Tzonein, if I'm talking about Ben, Tzonein is a problem. If I'm talking about Balua, Tzonein is not a problem. Everyone agrees that. But when Rashi is talking about cutting with this knife, the question is the Ben on the knife or is Balua on the knife? If it's Balua on the knife and it's a cold piece of meat, so there's no shayla, there's not going to be a problem. Certainly, Minat Torah Medrabbana. We have a separate chumrah we have. I'm not using Rashi. It would be strange for Rashi to tell you Derech Agav that, or Rashi may be telling you something else. The piece of meat is hot. Oh. So here we get into another issue. I take a steak, a chicken, out of the pot, and it's still yatsa lettuce. I put it on a plate. Comes along the marshal and says the steak, the piece of chicken, the vegetables, whatever it is, that itself has a din of a kli rishon. And we always pass. And the psak is universally like that marshal. It's also legabe Shabbos. What do I mean? So let's say I take something from a kli rishon and let's say I take a piece of chicken, I take a piece of beef, and I put it on a plate. And then I put something on top of that. Wait a second. It could be mevashel b'Shabbos. It's a kli rishon. So let's say you take a piece of chicken off the fire on Shabbos and put it on your plate, and it's a kli rishon, and you pour some ketchup on that piece of chicken. You have vashel the ketchup. So now Rashi could be talking about one of two things here. That's why it's important to learn a lot of areas of Torah, to tell you not to put chicken on with the ketchup on the chicken when it's yatsa lettuce. It has to be yatsa lettuce though. Okay. Now the question is the ketchup, how to make ketchup? You make ketchup. So is it bishul achabishul on the ketchup? So the question is the ketchup considered solid or liquid? Bishul achabishul, but dovelach. Question how to define. Okay. So just to keep Shabbos, you have to be a Talmud Chacham, okay? Don't think it's just so simple. Ain't so simple. Okay. But Rashi could be telling me one of two things. And it's interesting why Rashi, it's very strange, would take this opportunity to talk about Balua when he could have very easily talked that there's actually Shamnunis, not Balua in the Sakin, in the side on this fat on itself. But he says, Yesur b'chadosh, it's a brand new one. Bein chadosh, bein le Rabbi Shmuel, bein le Rabbi Kiva, m'sham shavos kachovamei, m'sham shavos kachovamei, n'otzumat sheyavdu, until you actually use it. The fact that you desert have me say the gabim isham shavur azor has mono lab milso. The fact that I designated it doesn't make it us. He boy same with the positive by Gavson. No, he chopped wood with it. Avarsko. He boy same be yeshano. She live no ba'or. Wow. So here we get into a massive issue, which is going to be the Tosis on the former Aleph. Which is, I have a sakin. Now, sakin has a major headache. Why? It may be different than everything else. You use it with pressure. We'll see later. And there are also jagged edges there. and not smooth, not sucking. Okay. So, but it talks about libna ba'or, says right. V'bi yashana, going to libna ba'or, v'enkan isra shamnunis. Why there's no isra shamnunis? So Rashi, now we understand Rashi's talking that it was balua, and I captured it by libna. Because if he's talking that it was ba'en, and I burned the ba'en off, okay. But no, so Rashi's telling me an important halacha. What is going on in the Rashi? Either he's telling me the Chuvas HaRamah or telling me the Mashal. Maybe this, maybe that, I don't know. But now Rashi's told me something else. That I, in order to kasha the Sakin Habalua, not, it has nothing to do now with the jagged edges. Jagged edges is general how I take care of a Sakin. Because the sakin is not so simple, because there are all sorts of jagged edges there, and stuff gets stuck in the jagged edges. So Rashi says, no, we're not talking about the jagged edges, burning off the jagged edges. We're talking about that I have a sakin bolua be'isr, and needs libun. Tosis is going to make a whole issue about it. The Rashi is going to make a whole issue about it. We'll get to that. Had to be Marsha Sakinim. We'll go on. It Mahashoch was Sakinjava was a Rabba Makolev. Kolev means you slice off a certain layer. Okay. Rabba Baruchanam and Mediach, you wash it off. Why? Kolev, Beis Hashkitim of Neshe Bola Shamnunis Hasakin. Now Rashi all of a sudden jumps something else here. What happened? I have the sakin. So the first thing is talking about sakin of balua. Now we're talking about a different sakin. I show up with sakin to over the I get a sakin from a goy. So I assume it's a trefa sakin. But there's ban on it and there's balua in it. So Rashi says, Kolev, I have to slice off a certain thin layer. We'll get to how thin that layer has to be. What klipa is. And why? Because it's bolea, the shamnudis of the sakin. One says bolea, one says not bolea. Why? What is the other says madiach. No, you just have to rinse it off. We don't worry about if they're blea or not. So the Gemara says, Name of Hakam Bechud. Matzov Beitz Hashchita Tzonek. Matzov Beitz Hashivat Seach. Now, the Gemara is now telling me a very important halacha. Gemara is telling halacha that if it's Tzonek, there's no Bliya. If it's Tzonek, Seach, there is Bliya. Says Rashi. Tzonek. Everyone agrees that what happens when you shecht, that's trauma to the animal, obviously. There's a tremendous gush of blood. And the trauma to the animal and the gush of the blood, etc., causes the Beis HaShechita to be hot. It's hot. How hot? Not that hot. But it's hot. Now, it's not a machlokas matzis whether it's hot or not. If it was not looking at these teeth, just put your hand there and check. I mean, so. We know how hot it is. But the question is this heat mafluru mavliya? So jumps the Rashi and the Ramban and they have a headache. If you need plate and bliya al yidei bishul, ain't no bishul here. That's why these yesh omrim. We're going to get into the steers of the sugyas, whether you need bishul or not. And if you need bishul, what's happening in our sugya? Matzav Beis HaShechita Rotseach. Lo l'kul ha Beis HaShechita Rotseach. Mandom ha-kolev shopping. Mandom ha-mediach. I did a treaty simon and la-pukei dam lo bali. Oh. No, what's happening? There's a cloud. It's a cloud in life too. You know, that when what's happening. Blood is gushing out. There's all sorts of body fluids that are leaking out. As long as things are leaking out and going out, it's not bolea. The two processes contradict each other. That's halacha also in many things. If I have, we got in Hilchos Malich, I did treat a miflit lo bole, while something is, if you kasha two pieces of meat, and so, weigh the dam going from the top piece of meat, and the two pieces of meat one on top of each other. Or you say, maybe the bottom piece of meat is bolea dam from the top piece of meat. No. Because you're also doing malich on the bottom piece of meat. And since it's busy giving out, it doesn't, that's when you talk to people. It's so busy talking, they don't listen. They're giving out, so nothing goes in. So that's a call in life. I did turn the mitzvah of bala. Okay. No, maybe there's another halach that duch is a sakina. So what happens? I'm pressing, there's pressure of the knife. The pressure of the knife is maflit, says Ryan. So what is it? So Rashi says, what's the psak halacha? So we have a machlokas between Rav and Rav Bar Achana, whether or not it's kolef umadiach. Rashi says the Gemara doesn't end up with anything. So therefore, what do we have to conclude? It's a suffix. Baidlu ifshita goluchum. The Rambam will see why paskins, if you see the little gimel, madiach, like Rav. A. It's zoning. It's why. Okay. Next sugya. Sakin treifa. I shechted a chicken. I shechted a cow, and it turned out to be a treifa. Pligibor Rav Acha v'Ravina. So now, what happened? Now I want to use this sakin to shech the next animal. But maybe it was bolea from the treifa. Pli bo Rav Acha v'Ravina, charoma b'chamin, charoma b'tzonin. Hilchos afilu b'tzonin, says Rashi. Bechamin, tzorach hagilu, a sakim, neshebola, shamnunis hatreif. It was bolea from the treva, because beitz hashkita roseya. Tzone, because so beitz hashkita tzone, v'lo bola sakim, v'lo neshame. So what, and we paskin that beitz hashkita is tzone. It's not bolea. Now, because of that, for some reason, the Rambam passing above like Rav. So we pass in base a shchita tzone. That's clear. Okay. Now let's go on. The ikka blisa de parsa le mechbrei lo tzorech. What is it? Mediach. What is that? It was afilu betzone. So Rashi says as follows. It's going to be a key Rashi as we go on. It's the difference between the Bliya and the Bliya of the Sakin and the Bliya of the Bosser. Bosser is soft. It absorbs more easily. Sakin is a piece of metal. So what is Rashi telling me, Rashi says? When we say here that Beis HaShchita is Tzonei Legabe Bliya the Sakin, that does not necessarily imply that it is not Roseach Legabe the Bosser. Because Rashi above had said what? So the Gemara had given three reasons why maybe Shochei Besakin Shel Ovid Kochavim is Kolef, not Mediach. Either Beis HaShchita Tzonei, either I did her Mifel Obala, or because of Duch Gesakina. Now, I did her Mifel Obala applies to the Bosa, doesn't apply to the Sakin. Duch Gesakina means the Sakin is pushing something in. Or maybe the boss is pushing something. The pressure goes in both directions. So what Rashi here is telling me a very interesting thing. Don't say from here that we know that that Beis HaShchita's Roseach. Maybe Beis HaShchita's Roseach Lagabe Bosa, but not Lagabe Sakin. Okay. Okay. May Ikab Rashi continue. There is sich avagabe sakin the yisur shel of the kachovim v'plukta le'el or posak neish ha-sakin ha-suru ha-botsura. Blisa the parasu mechbrich. Chtichas beged yishona. So you don't necessarily, you have to clean it off. You have to clean it off. How do you clean this? So I have a sakin. The sakin's not boleya. Since sakin's not boleya, but there's all sorts of garbage on the sakin. You got to get rid of it. So what do? You wash it off. The Gemara says, but if I have some rough material that I scrape it with, I don't have to wash it off. But just a smooth piece of cloth is nothing. It has to be a rough piece of cloth. He says, kosher. It has to be a kosher. A rough piece of cloth. So we won't show who kosher. Now, Gemara continues. So the Gemara now has a very big shaila. When I shecht and I'm afraid that the sakna is going to be boleya, so maybe when I shecht any animal, so it's going to be, because if I say according to the Man D'Amar that the sakin is boleya, because Beis HaShchita Roseach. So then, the question is very simple. Every time I shecht an animal, in the beginning, it's Eva Menachai. So why am I not being boleya Eva Menachai? Or it says, Aim, he says, Aim is Kochaima, when does it heat up? Aim is bola. When is the bola? L'chichaymi. When it heats up. Aim is kochaymi. When does it heat up? L'chigomer. At the end of the shechita. Hayishaiteh teira have. Wait 1 second. So with this, we run into a massive headache. That if I shecht, when does Eivim Menachai finish? Let's say I'm at 51%. That's when it heats up. But I keep going. If Eva Chai goes later, that we have a problem with what we once learned from this Gemara Luchora. We have to rethink it, maybe. Gemara continues. Amrav Yehud, Amrav, Hatabach, Sarach Shlosha Sakinim. Achas Shechshocha, boy, you need three different knives. One used for Shechita, Achas Shemachatech for Bosa, one that you cut the meat with, the Achas Shemachatech for Chalava. Now, in every cow, there is certain types of fat that are called Shuman, and certain types of fat that are called Chalev. Eating chalev is a losa say with a chi of kores. So you have to cut out. So when that's is that. So part of the job of preparing a side of a cow is cutting off the chalev. I need a separate knife. Lizkin lechado, lechter v'basa. And you cut the meat v'chod olechter v'chalavim. Zeri shem yachter chalavim v'achach basi. Do it. Ha'ashtanami mechlev. If you confuse the two knives, no. Kevin zechino tun. You know, two. You won't confuse the knives. On Rav Yudah Amrav Talak Tzor Shnei Kelim Shemayim. He washes his hands off. He's handling the chalim and he's handling the basi. He has to wash his hands off in between the chalim and the basi. One, no. Because it got mixed up. Hashanah, came in to Chinotati, you say, Heke. Omar Amen Rishmeid Rapapa. This is what I'm after. Lo Lishav Enish Kfeli Iluya Bisra. That's the Rash. Kolak Solom Shechele Hakloyas Dovokshom. Lo Yehe Kofa Otsom Ogabe Bosa Acher. You have the fat that surrounds the kidneys. Look solid. Okay. And that's awesome. You don't put that on top of the of meat. Why not? Ali bisu the doy of tarba uboli bisu says Rashi. The chelav akudov lo yehi kofa otzon al gabei botzo achas shehachelav mutul al habotzo umeschamim v'zov al habotzo. Because the chelav is hot and it's on top of meat and the heat of the chelav will make it that it's the chalev is balua in the basa. Yehachi kiritzinami says Rashi. Sheimu nochem al adaf on the shelf kedarkan chalev amal or haboli mitne kafli gufay or mechalev hadovak vehem. So he says. No, there's a membrane that separates. The question is as follows. Why can you eat kidney meat or you can't eat kidney meat? Why not? If the heat of the chalev around the solom will be mavliya in the basa, so every time you shecht. So what happened? By the time you get and take apart the meat, the heat of the chalev has gone into the kidneys, also the kidneys. Why not? So no, there's a membrane. Tavbodi bishu karma masik metato yohachi milu inami karma yik. The man of what happens if the butcher is busy messing around with everything, so he breaks the membrane. Okay. But we see an interesting thing here. So first of all, Rashi's very careful that this is only talking about immediately after Shechita. Tosa says the same thing. Okay, says Tosis, Ainu Achani Tu Achni. That's immediately after your shechtin, when the animal has trauma, and the blood is gushing out of the animal, so that heats it up. Kodim shen sanin abotsav, ach shen sanin locha kiduchsiv, v'yosimu es hachalov v'malachazos. Okay. So we have two types of heat that are maflit umavliya, besides bishul. We have Beis HaShechita, and we have Chelev HaKsolam. Okay, so that comes the Rashba. Now, what we will do, we will see there's a Rashba in three places, Ramban. Rashba in Chedushim here. Now, if you take a look in the Rashba in Torah Sabayas, the Rashba in Torah Sabayas, in Bayis Dalid, when he's talking about Tarogas, Bayis Dalid, if you have the old one like this, not the new Motzah Rav Kook, so it's on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, in the middle of the second column, it says, Yesh Me'achachomim HaRishonim Sh'armu Shein Roy L'Hafim V'al El Kli Rishon. The whole discussion will discuss whether this plea and plea to Ayadei Kli Rishon. We have all the and the, this with a parallel sukkah. And you'll see there is the Rashba here, the Rashba in Chedushim, the Rashba in Avodah Zarah. I think the Ramban's in Avodah Zarah. But the Rashba quotes the Ramban here, on the one hand. But then we'll get into the other question, what are the rayas from the other Rishon, this Yerushalmi? But first, go through the Rashba, before we'll see the Tosus, and where Tosus is very strong, and saying that it has to be Davka Yudei Bishon. Okay, now we're into Yoredeah.